Van Tran spent most of his life as a Vietnamese refugee, living in a camp across the border in Thailand. When he and his family were told they could come to the United States 5 years ago, they could bring only their most treasured possessions. Van Tran brought his books, 287 books. On Tuesday, Mr. Tran graduates from Hunter College in New York City with a grade point average of 4.0, and he earned that degree while working full-time at Wankel's Hardware Store in Manhattan. We join Van Tran in the office of Wankel's Hardware Store on 89th and 3rd in Manhattan. Mr. Tran, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, thank you for being here. It's a pleasure and an honor to be here.
You didn't speak English when you got here.
Not much, yes. And ever since I was much younger, I have always appreciated the beauty of languages, all languages. I myself spoke Vietnamese and Chinese. So I have come to appreciate English as a language as well.
Mr. Tran, I want to ask you to remember this 287 books.
Yes.
Can you remember what you had?
Most of them are in Vietnamese and Chinese poetry. Some of them are in Vietnamese literature, because the purpose of me bringing the books with me is for my sisters, who would be growing up Americans, to be able to read and also to appreciate the language, you know, and the culture of our own country.
I'd like you to tell us about your life. Family's Vietnamese, but you mostly grew up in, as I understand it, refugee camps in Thailand.
Well, I got there when I was 10 years old, and life, of course, was difficult. I spent 7 years of my adolescence in refugee camps, and we were rationed, you know, food as well as some logs to cook with. And one thing that I think, you know, life in refugee camps taught me, and that's something I have brought with me up to today, is that you just have to persevere, because giving up is not an option. There were moments, obviously, that I was living in desperation because refugees were stateless. Our home country didn't want us. The host country doesn't really care. And, you know, the third country, so to speak, America or other European countries, you know, did not jump in and say, well, come, we're going to let you come to our country and give you the opportunity to resettle. So it was difficult. And I think the most impressive image that always stuck with me is the image of barbed wires. That's the only period of time in my life that I spent my life in a camp surrounded by barbed wire.
How many in your family?
We were, five of us were together in the refugee camps.
How did you and your family make it to the United States, ultimately?
We were sent back to Vietnam in 1996 because we were considered, you know, economic boat people instead of political refugees. Mm. But then there's a small program initiated by the State Department. Now, that program say, wait a minute, let's reconsider these thousands of Vietnamese who have been returned and see whether they deserve a chance to be here.
And you came to New York?
Yes, I came to New York.
How'd you come to work at Wankel's Hardware Store?
Well, through IRC, the International Rescue Committee, which was the agency that resettled me and my family. Catherine Wankel, the owner of the store, you know, was on the board of the IRC for many years prior to that, and she has consistently worked with refugees and immigrants coming to this country.
Catherine Wankel is sitting right here next to us. Isn't that remarkable?
Yes, that's remarkable.
This is a family-run hardware store that's been here 108 years?
Yes.
And I gather it's always been important to you to employ people who need help.
Yeah. When I came to the family business, it was my request that I try to employ those who need a first chance or a second chance in life, which is most of us.
What do you remember of Mr. Tran when you two first met?
Oh, he's going to be embarrassed. He came to me at 19 years old. I said to him, how long have you been in America? He said, 2 weeks. I said, 2 weeks? You don't have a job yet? What have you been doing with all that time? And he looked me quite severely and did not crack at all anything that resembled a grin to suggest that he thought I was joking. And he said, well, I had to get my sisters registered for school and show them the subway routes and the bus routes and make sure that they knew how to get to and from school and their teachers all introduced to them. They understood about classwork and homework. So once all that took place, then I'm here. So I was immediately charmed by him, as you can imagine, and his devotion to his family and to the work ethic.
Has he been good for business? Has he sold a lot of hammers and light bulbs?
Yes, he is as eager and hungry for knowledge about hardware and plumbing and all of the accoutrements as he is about anything else. He has a hunger for knowledge.
Mr. Tran, my wife and I could use a new shower head. What do you recommend?
Well, I guess a Speakman or a water pick. The Speakman is well known for its water pressure, and the water pick is well known for various shower settings.
He has strong opinions about shower heads.
Yeah, you are. I guess we've sort of submerged what, in other accounts, might be the lead of your personal story. You're going to go to Harvard now.
Yes, I will start this fall in the Sociology and Social Policy program. It's a PhD program.
You're going to wind up a professor?
My dream has always been to teach and do research.
You're going to be at Mr. Tran's graduation on Tuesday, aren't you, at Hunter College?
Wouldn't miss it for the world.
What will that mean for you?
There was a young man who I met many years ago who I put days and weeks and months of effort into just trying to get him to smile. Now he laughs in my face. Miracles are few and far between in life. And if you're lucky enough to find a miraculous friendship and a miraculous person that passes through your life, you don't let go.
I have come to this country being a very shy person and a very timid person. Mm-hmm. And I have come to learn to be extremely aggressive in certain occasions and situations, something that I couldn't even imagine me behaving like, you know.
You're actually assertive rather than aggressive. you do carry a certain niceness about you wherever you go.
Congratulations to you both.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for visiting with us.
Well, that's Catherine Wankel, who owns the hardware store on 3rd Avenue and 89th Street in New York City, and Van Tran, who graduates from Hunter College on Tuesday, summa cum laude.